Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
What up, Nathan, man?
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Where's the guy at last night? He was telling me he was going to put money on the Orlando City soccer match. Not trying to be petty and stuff, but you wouldn't have bet on the Orlando City match if it wouldn't have been for me. Me. You would not have known about that. And a matter of fact, we almost got the score line completely on the head. 3-1, but it was 3-0. Look at there. What up, Nedley Mandingo? Nedley Mandingo coming in with $5. Super chatting on YouTube, Nedley Mandingo. Iggy T coming in. Yes, Orlando City Soccer brought home their first piece of hardware, winning the U.S. Lamar Hunt 2022 U.S. Open Cup. Ah, it was great. It was awesome. Congratulations to Orlando City for winning your first major trophy in the MLS. So you guys can get a hold of me. I love talking to you guys. You guys can call me 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I love to just have engagement with you guys. You guys can also text to that number if you want to. 407-270-3044. Got a lot of great stuff to talk about today. I was debating on how I was going to go about the Queen dying. And, you know, there's a lot of queens, there's a lot of kings all throughout the world. But just to show how much of a badass and how much Queen Elizabeth was loved, all you got to do is say the queen is dead. Nobody's going to ask, oh, what queen? Queen of Spain, Queen of France, like, I don't even know how many monarchs that are still out there. But say what you will, Queen Elizabeth, she was a goat. She was a goat. Bitch had been on the throne for like 70 years. And I'm not like, I really haven't shed a single tear. I did get emotional though, and I'll get to why I was emotional, but she's just another person. And I'm not trying to be all dark and I'm not trying to be all depressing. But you want to know what the greatest equalizer on the face of this planet, or just in the face of reality itself? I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how much power you have. You can have all the power in the world. Be the most powerful woman in the world. Have everything, money, fame, power. You could do whatever you want to. Nobody's ever going to stop you. Guess what? You know what's going to happen to you, just like the bum on the street that is pooping in a jug or pooping in a grate, is that both you and that bum are going to die. You're going to die just like that guy that has absolutely anything, nothing at all. It is. Fozzie, you know what? You never cease to amaze me. When they said the queen died, I thought you were talking about Beyonce. Yeah, I wasn't talking about Bey. I wasn't talking about Queen Bee. I wasn't talking about Bey. No, I was not talking about Beyonce. But at the same time, everybody's up in arms. Not up in arms, but everybody. They just all want to be depressed. They all want to just like, oh my God, the queen's dead. Oh my God, even though I never met her in my life. Yeah, I used to be one of those people that got sad about celebrities dying and stuff. But after I lost my dad, you know what? It's like, yeah. So what? It's another dead person. I really don't care how much that person had. I don't care what type of great movies they had. Yeah, they might get remembered a little bit longer than just a normie. When I say normie, I mean normie by like just a normal person, the normie people. You know, their friends and family, everybody will remember them for a little bit of time, correct? The normies, your friends and your families, they'll remember you for a certain amount of time, but as generation goes, you're going to get forgotten about. Like, it's like you never existed. Never existed. Now, if you're a famous person, yeah, your memory is going to go on a little bit longer. Gary, I mean, Gary, if you want to call in. Let's do a quick pick, and then maybe tomorrow we can do college and NFL. Can we do that, Gary? Because I did get your text. I've been caught up. So if you want to call in, let's do a quick pick on tonight's show. Then how about this? You pick some college games, the big ones, and you bring them to me tomorrow, and then we'll talk about those, okay? Oh, you won't be available tomorrow. All right, then call in, Gary. Gary, let me get through the Queen stuff, Gary. And then can you call in? Give me, how about this? 720. Can you call in 720, Gary? Oh, no. I don't want to make it quick. I mean, how about this? We'll go through it. But I didn't look through any of the schedule. So can you look and pick some of the big games in college football? If you can just, because I can talk about them. I don't need to know anything. Pick some of the bigger games and we'll go through those, okay? But, like with the Queen, okay, yeah, she did a lot of great stuff. You want to know what got me emotional? Because I was watching Lester Holt, and I'm going to play a quick news story. Well, not quick. It's about 3.5 minutes long. But so what kind of like got me emotional? Think about this, guys. We're the United States of America. We're America. We as a bunch of farmers defeated one of the greatest militaries on the face of the planet at the time when the Revolutionary War, the American Revolution, started. As farmers, people that just had pitchforks and single-loaded guns. I know the French helped us, but we were able to fight off the British. We were able to gain our independence. But still, even though we defeated the British the way we did, they still wanted to be our friends. They still wanted to be our allies because they were like, yep, those farmers, they beat the hell out of us. And we were a big ass. One day we're going to probably need them. And we did. We saved them during World War II, World War I. We did a lot, maybe not as much as WW1, but WW2, yeah. If it wasn't for the Americans, the British would all be speaking German right now. I'm just being honest. But Queen Elizabeth, she knew, was like, all right, I got to pander to the Americans just a little bit, and she did it. She did it. And after 9/11, when we were attacked, you know what she did? She made the Royal Guard, her personal band, go out Buckingham Palace and play the national anthem. We beat them. We overthrew them. And guess what? They marked out to us. Fozzie, you know what, Fozzie? Can you call in? I would love to talk to you about this because, let's be honest, they marked out to us. They marked out to us even after we beat them. We beat them.
The longest reigning monarch has died at the age of 96. The Queen reigned for 7 decades, working with many prime ministers through periods of peace and crisis since she took the throne. Her family rushing to be by her side today after doctors became concerned.
Guys, and I'm sorry, Queen Elizabeth, when she first got the crown, like in her years, none of the celebrity, social media queens or whatever it may be, they didn't have anything on the queen. The queen had all the juice at the time when there was not even social media. The queen, everybody knew who the queen was. Queen was hot. Yeah, she was hot as fuck. And this wasn't even with Instagram. This wasn't even with Twitter. This wasn't with Snapchat, TikTok. No. Everybody knew who the queen was, and they recognized because this bitch was hot. The queen was hot. She was straight fire. She was. And, man. And you know what? I don't think her husband gets enough credit. The guy knew how to work. Her husband knew how to work.
Concern for her health. Her death comes after the passing of her husband, Prince Philip, last year. And her passing sets the...
Prince Philip is... You know what? Prince Philip doesn't get enough credit for just being a straight-up G that was like, you know what? I know how my bread is buttered. You know, like, you never saw Prince Philip walk in front of the queen. He was always walking behind her. The guy was just like, you know what, man? I'm a kept dude. I'm not going to get out of line. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make Queen Elizabeth happy, and that's all I'm worried about. And I know a lot of his friends were probably like, oh, yeah, Prince Philip, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. You get made fun of. You know, Prince Philip got made fun of. But, I mean, honestly, though, if you're Prince Philip and your wife is the Queen of England, why would you rock the boat? Just go along with the ride, man. You're never, ever going to have to worry about a single goddamn thing in your life.
The stage for Prince Charles to become king, Britain's first new monarch in 70 years. Let's go now to NBC senior international correspondent Keir Simmons. He's outside Buckingham Palace.
Keir is the man. And Keir is...
Well, Lester, you know that this moment is coming, Lester, but nothing really prepares you for it, does it? It's really stunning.
You know, Fozzie makes this joke. Prince Philip is a modern-day British Stedman. The guy that was by Oprah's side, had all that money. Fozzie, come on. Please call into the show, Fozzie. I would love to talk to you because I got so many questions I would like to ask. Because it is true, man. Prince Philip was a hell of a worker. Prince Philip knew exactly what was the deal. He did. He knew. And Fozzie, I won't keep you on the phone that long. I got Gary that's going to come on the show. We're going to do football picks. We're going to do football picks because this is something me and Gary have been talking about for a while because we talk college football, NFL, all that stuff. But yeah, Prince Philip is a modern-day Stedman. He is. And the guy worked it. He worked it until his very last day on Earth.
statement here. I'm just looking down from the royal family. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. The King and Queen consort. So this is...
Balmoral sounds like something from the Lord of the Rings or Game of the Thrones. At daylight, we're going to rush Balmoral. Yeah, that is exactly what it sounds like. All right, I got Foz. What up, Foz? Fozzy, you there, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, Foz. Hello. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Ted? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. So, like, you're agreeing with me, right? Like, Prince Philip was a hell of a worker, right? Like, he knew where, like, he knew his place, right?
Yeah, it seems like he sure did. I mean, I knew of his name, but you just really never seen the guy.
No.
And yeah, many prayers over to England. Mm-hmm. I'm like you, man. Queen had a full, rich life, so I'm not shedding a whole lot of tears, to be honest with you. I'm kind of looking forward to King Charles and what's her name? Queen Consort.
Oh.
I believe it is what she's going to be, a queen consort.
You're talking about Camilla, right?
Camilla. They hammered this out some time ago. So growing up in the 80s and 90s, I remember where the queen, in my opinion, from my standpoint, it seemed like the queen hated, and everybody hated Camilla.
Yeah.
But over the last 15 or 20 years ago, it seems like, and everybody kind of softened up on her.
Mm.
And I heard on the news earlier that it's going to cost them like $600 billion pounds or something like that to change over all the money and all the governmental police uniforms and badges and everything. So,
hey,
yeah,
Foz, let me ask you about this, though. Camilla, though, like, all right, let's talk about this, Fozzy, and you'll be real with me because you always are. What do you, all right, so we all saw what Diana looked like, right? We all saw Diana was like the cricket, like she was the it girl, right? And then you,
I know right where you're going this week.
Kamala.
Not Kamala, but
Camellia. That she was not the more the attractive. So like, what is she doing in the private life, Fozzy? Like, she must be like doing some things like that nobody else will do, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's a great point. Maybe Princess Di didn't go downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. But then you got, because everybody says that the one that Prince Charles ended up with was like, you know, kind of horse face, maybe a little bit. But, you know, some of those chicks are going to work a little bit harder than the other ones.
Well, that must be true love for them. I mean, because I always wondered about that. Why wouldn't somebody in King or Prince Charles's place, though he was kind of a toad looking himself,
he wasn't
a prize, but why would he go looking for some of the finer chicks with good teeth and such?
Yeah, but okay, so he, but what about Prince William? So Prince William, he's next in line. A lot of people said that Charles shouldn't even have it because, you know, the royal family and stuff, they're all about against divorces and stuff, you know? So,
I was under the impression it was going to skip right over Charles and go right over to King Bill.
Yeah. So, but see, that's also the other, you know, I was talking about how death is the other big equalizer, but male pattern baldness is another big equalizer. This guy, Queen, he's going to be the King of England one day, but the guy has got the Hogan skullet going on.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm proud as hell of the guy. Most guys of this day and age with the horseshoe baldness, they just cave and they shave it all off. Those guys are big pussies, in my opinion. If you want to be a real man,
rock the horseshoe.
And that's all I got to say about that. Have a good night, Tuttle. Go Rams on the first game tonight.
See you, all buddy. Right, see you, Fozzy. Hey, Gary. Gary, if you want to give me a call, we'll get into that. And we'll do the football picks.
When we say in history, the queen is dead, long live the king. And
see, that's also the other thing. They have to now change their national anthem. It's not God save the queen. I know it's a pretty quick fix. You know, you don't have to, it's no longer God save the queen, it's now God save the king. So just waiting for Gary to call in. We're going to do our football picks. Then I'm going to get into some of the other stories that I want to talk about today. Gary, 407-270-3044. Coming up here in just a few seconds, or a few minutes. Here we go. Take this. Gary.
What's up? How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. So can I talk about where, you know, you used to be with Hexed, or, you know, a lot of the Bubba Army people, right? I mean, is that okay? Talk about that. I know that I already said it, but, you know. No?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
Great company.
So yeah, you did a lot of stuff. That's how I met you. You did a lot of the artists, the art stuff, designing, right, at Hexed before you moved on to another company?
You remember the Big Girl Nationals one that we
made? Yeah. You did that one, right?
Yeah. I just did that from the drawing that whoever it was that did those.
All right.
Greg, your graphics guy over there.
So, Gary, we've been talking about this, and we kind of let time get away from us, but we want to do football picks. But next week, we will be on top of it, and we'll get in on it on a Thursday from now on. Is Thursday work best for you?
Yeah.
All right. So, perfect. So tonight, we're going to do the NFL game tonight, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So, Bills, Rams. What are you thinking here, Gary?
Well, the Bills are getting 2.5, which is basically nothing, I think.
I've never understood that, 2.5. I mean, it's really, really weird. The only way you can even get a point in the NFL is if the first time they were kicking off and then you blocked an extra point and you returned it. That's the only way you can get 1 point in the NFL.
I don't know. I feel like the Rams should take this, but I think if they don't, then we'll find out that, you know, the hangover's real.
I like Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen. Even though I'm an SEC guy, I love Matthew Stafford. But, man, yeah. Josh Allen just seems like the go-to, like, guy, the bro you want to root for, in my opinion. What do you think?
I've always liked Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. He's great. I mean, even though I'm a Florida Gator nut, hardcore supporter, even though Matthew Stafford played at the University of Georgia, you know what? Josh Allen, I'm going for him. He's got great facial hair.
What's that elbow of Matt Stafford is supposed to be a factor? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm taking the Rams.
Are you taking the Rams? I'm taking the Bills here. Are you going to keep up with these? Or are you writing them down so we can kind of keep our head-to-head here? All right, so taking Bills, you're taking the Rams. Let's do a couple of college football picks before we get back into the NFL.
All right, well, obviously, number one, Alabama. Got 20, taking 20 points against Texas, but they're playing at Texas. Do you think that matters at all?
No. No, but Gary, can I bring up something about Alabama that I thought it was the biggest joke in the world, that Nick Saban was on the Today Show in the morning talking about mental health and athletes. This is days after I saw a video come out about how Nick Saban just gets into people's asses nonstop during practices and stuff. It's crazy.
That's how all the big college coaches are, aren't they?
Yeah. Nelly Mandingo.
I think that with Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was kicking kickers and stuff. Nelly Mandingo, how do you get 1 point in the NFL? You can get 1 point in the NFL if a team is kicking the extra point, you block it, and you return that. That's how you get 1 point. Fozzie says, I say Alabama gets stunned this weekend. Write that down. So it's in Texas. Texas and Oklahoma are going to be joining the SEC soon. Not real happy about that because that means Alabama and Auburn's going to be moving over to the east. We're going to be playing the Gators every single year now. Ugh. Not liking that.
Yeah, mark that as a loss. Right.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Well, I don't know, this quarterback you guys got, I don't know, he looks kind of scary.
Anthony Richardson, you know, a lot of people have been sleeping on Anthony Richardson. You know, like, last year everybody was calling him AR-15, and with all the gun violence and stuff, now he's told people that he would prefer not to be called AR-15. But this NIL thing, everybody was talking about him going to the NFL early now, but some of these college NIL deals are getting these kids paid. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of college stars stay longer in college just from the NIL deals.
I bet it starts getting regulated too.
Oh, it's going to. It's going to, because it's already out of control. So, all right.
2 years in.
All right, so, but I'm still taking Alabama against Texas. I don't give a damn if it's in Texas.
All right, what about your boys?
Oh, done.
They're only getting 6 against Kentucky. Only 6 points.
They are getting so disrespected. Like, okay, so Florida, University of Florida, you guys all know my dad's family from Gainesville, all that stuff. But what I'm trying to tell you, I think that this new coach, Billy Napier, is creating some type of environment, because he even told the players right after that, I'm happy you guys won, but do not get a big head. You guys still kind of played like shit. You got a lot of room for improvement. It's week one. And I think he knows that, you know, I think Utah was probably ranked a little bit higher than what they should have been. They're a Pac-10 school.
I was about to say that. A little questionable.
Yeah, they're a Pac-10 school. And if you rate the Pac-10 schools against the SEC, I still see, and I know everybody, oh, well, UCF beat Florida in the Outback Bowl or whatever it was over in Tampa. Yeah, they did. They did. We didn't have a coach. We had a lot of people out. We got a guy that was already transferring. But
was that right when Muschamp left to go to South Carolina?
No, it wasn't Muschamp. It was Mullen. When Mullen got fired, they got beat by UCF in last year's bowl game over in Tampa. So what I'm trying to say is that for the most part, though, the SEC is harder competition. I would pit the worst team in the SEC, and I would bet that they would win against any team in the Pac-10.
Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt, I think Vanderbilt could beat, not every single time, but I would say a third of the time, I bet Vanderbilt could beat Pac-10 or Pac-12 champions. But I'm also an SEC homer, so who knows? But
it's a strong statement. It'd be like me saying that Minnesota can take anybody in the Pac-10.
Pac-12, Pac-10. I don't even know what it is now. Everybody's Pac-12. Switching so much. Pac-12. I would say anybody at the Big Ten can beat the Pac-12. They're a bunch of fucking snowflake pussies over there. You know, I'm just saying it. They don't play smash mouth football. It's all, you know, fast people, and we don't play defense. We're just gonna outscore the other person. That's how it is, right?
I agree. Yeah, it started with Oregon, didn't it?
Yeah, and you get the Big Ten.
Oregon and Chip Kelly.
Yeah, you get. Well, speaking of Chip Kelly, but then let's talk about Brian Kelly. Oh man. Did you see the press conference? So he lost to FSU.
Yeah. Lost. Show up to the press conference late.
Yeah, well, a reporter showed up to the press conference late, and Brian Kelly wanted to call him out, and then the reporter snapped back and said, win a game first, and I'll be on time. That's
legendary.
That's a bad couple of days. That is a bad couple of days. And Brian Kelly, you left a great cush job at Notre Dame, and now he's coming here, and he lost to Mike Norvell in the Florida State Seminoles. I just don't get it. So, all right, so we're talking about a lot of stuff. We're not making picks. So let's talk some picks here.
Okay, Florida and Kentucky. I guess
Florida.
That one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, Florida. I'm taking Florida, especially at the Swamp. I mean, I know that Kentucky has won like two out of the last 4 years or two out of the last 3 years. But let's be honest. A lot of people forget that Florida had the longest winning streak. Do you realize that between two college football teams that play on a regular basis every single year, that was the longest winning streak, I think, maybe of all time. Do you realize that Florida beat Kentucky, I think, 34 straight seasons? 34 years, Florida beat them.
Kentucky went all in on basketball for decades there.
Oh, yeah.
They
and
put much towards football at all.
And go for them. And look, I think it's great that Kentucky is competing now. I think it's great, yeah. But I just, you know, this linebacker that plays for Kentucky, you know, he talked a lot of shit. You remember Kyle Pitts that was on the Gators team, the tight end? I think he got 5 touchdowns against Kentucky, and this linebacker was talking, oh, we'll be able to contain Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts scored 5 touchdowns on him. And now, like, he's in his senior year, and now he's talking trash where he is saying, oh, we'll be able to contain Anthony Richardson with his legs. He won't be able to run against us. Okay. I'm glad you feel that way. And when you talk that type of trash, you just give, like, poster board, like, material for the team to read. Anthony Richardson is going to try to cleat you. He's going to try to put his cleat right in your face while he's running to the end zone.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield just did that last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. Everybody's comparing.
Poster board material.
Yeah, everybody's comparing Anthony Richardson to, like, a Cam Newton almost. And I can see the comparisons.
How big is he? He's pretty tall. Right?
He's 6'5", 240.
Wow. Yeah.
And he can run like a 4.440 or 4.340. And he's got the strength of a Tim Tebow. Well, maybe I'm not going to go that far. Tim Tebow was kind of indestructible in college.
Yeah, he ran for 106 yards last week.
Yeah. First Florida quarterback since Tim Tebow to throw for over 100 yards and rush for 3 touchdowns. Man, I mean, that's great company to be in my opinion.
All right, you want to finish out the top 5?
Yes, let's do that.
We'll do those against the spread because there are no competitive games left in the top 5.
Yeah, we'll run through these.
Georgia and Samford. Well, Georgia and Samford, they don't have a line on that game, so I guess that's not
yeah, because it's too big, probably, Georgia. You could make it 40, and Georgia's going to win that.
And that's the same thing with Clemson and Furman. There's no line on that either. So I guess
Clemson.
We're left with Ohio State and Arkansas State.
I was going to say, you know what? If it was Ohio State and Arkansas and not Arkansas State, I may take Arkansas.
No.
Ohio State, no, man. Look, I don't understand why Ohio State gets, like, so much love. I don't get it. I don't get it. Ohio State got embarrassed by Florida when they won their championship. Nobody can hang with Ohio State.
I agree with that. That was a painful year because they lost to Florida in the national championship.
In basketball, yeah.
In basketball.
And they had Greg Odom on that basketball team, too.
Well, he's about 20 years past his own age, so.
Yeah, but, dude, did you ever see the penis pics that Greg Odom posted that got leaked? You got to remember how long his legs are. His penis went down to his knees. And I was like, just by comparison, you're like, you know, a 7'6" dude has got long legs, right? I mean, when you say that?
It's like a 21-incher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the tip of it's going limb down almost to his knees, then Greg Odom was packing. All right, so Ohio State's going to win that game.
Well, 44.5 is the line. Do you think they'll meet it?
Where's it's definitely yeah. No, I don't think they'll meet it. Not 44 points. No.
Yeah, it's at Ohio State. And number four, Michigan against Hawaii, and that's a 52-point spread.
Michigan will not beat Hawaii by 52. Hawaii has always had a great offense. I don't care who it is. The Hawaiians, they know how to throw the ball around the field. So, no, they're not going to carry. They're not going to cover that against Hawaii, not Michigan.
They're actually 0-2 right now. They lost to Vanderbilt and Western Kentucky.
Okay, but, all right, do you remember, like,
to Vanderbilt, 63-10 against Vanderbilt. Ouch.
I think that it was the 15th anniversary of Michigan losing to Appalachian State. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was a legendary day.
I mean, that's one of the greatest all-time upsets, in my opinion. They went to the Big House. They were not even a Division I school, I don't think, at the time.
No.
And they beat Michigan. They beat Michigan in the Big House. Biggest upset.
Destroyed 105,000 people at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was so happy. My God, I love that upset. So, yeah, Michigan's right, not covering that. Nope.
Nope. Okay, I got you. You ready back to go back to the NFL?
Yeah. All right, can we do the Florida teams and we'll do that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacksonville are at Washington. Commodores. Commanders.
Definitely Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is going to be pretty good this year, actually. I mean,
what's his name?
The quarterback from Clemson is there. And that guy's just too good, man.
I'm talking about, Carson Wentz. He's the quarterback for Washington now, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, they'll get destroyed.
I'm going Jacksonville. I just would have to say Jacksonville. Now, I know a lot of people are going to hate me. I do not know how well the Bucs are going to do this year. I'm thinking with Julio Jones, and let's be honest, Tom Brady has always made a lot of wide receivers that were thrown out and forgotten about look really, really good. I don't know, man. Who's Tampa playing?
They're playing Dallas.
Ooh. In Tampa or in Dallas?
In Dallas.
I don't think I...
2.5 points.
I don't think Tampa's going to win that game.
Don't? Wow. I was going with Tampa Bay.
I don't think they will. I really, Trevor Lawrence, like Fozzie says, Trevor Lawrence is a paper tiger and gets sidelined with a broken clavicle by week 4. All right, so can we talk about the Miami Dolphins? I am a diehard Miami Dolphins fan. I have not been kind of repping them as much as I should, because I've had my heart broken by the Miami Dolphins a lot. So much. But I think I don't see how any defense can keep up with their offense right now when it comes to speed. Like,
yeah.
You got Tyreek Hill, you got Waddle, and you got, man, there are so many weapons. And, you know, I know Tyreek is probably, but I've also seen a lot of long passes during preseason. I think Tua is accurate. I don't think he has the strongest arm in the world, but let's be honest, we've all seen that West Coast offense has worked. And Mike McDaniel, I think he's a coach that is an untapped genius when it comes to the NFL and offense. Mike McDaniel, I think, is really, really good.
Well, talking about Tua's arm not being that strong, they've actually come up with a new term for one of the plays they have with Tyreek, and it's the 40-yard curl, because he's just running a go route and then has to curl back around to catch the ball.
I know, but make it to him. But let's be honest, though. I mean, if you look at Tyreek on Kansas City, a lot of the catches were yards after catch, though.
Yeah, a lot of broken plays.
So, I mean, let's not act like Mahomes got a great accurate arm. Guy can make some of the most brilliant passes, but has he really ever been known as a real strong arm? I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, I've never known him. I've always known him as making the Harlem Globetrotter type circus passes that he's made.
Sidearm, no look.
Yeah, exactly.
The Larry Bird of quarterbacks.
You know what, though? I think the Dolphins will definitely compete this year. They're definitely going to make the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, well, that's strong words for the AFC, because they've got a lot of teams that are ready to be in the playoffs. And they can only have seven of them, so.
I don't know. All right, Gary.
A lot of quarterbacks.
All right, Gary. Well, man, let's get this thing worked out and schedule a little bit better for next week, all right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I hope you have a great night.
One more. What do you got with the Browns versus Baker?
Oh, see, you're a Browns fan.
Gotta put you on that.
All right. So wait. Isn't what's his face? I thought you guys had the Texans guy now, or is he like sitting out?
He's suspended for 11 games. So we got your old quarterback.
Who?
Jacoby Brissett from last year. Jacoby, your backup.
Oh, you know what? I would love to see the Browns do well. I would. I would love to see the Browns do. Who are they playing again?
Carolina and Baker.
Oh, yeah. Browns. I'm going Browns all day.
Me too.
All right. Gary, man.
Let's get organized next week.
All right, man. I hope you have a great night. Thank you for calling in, all right?
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Bye. All right, guys. I had some other stories I'm going to get into, but I'm going to wait until tomorrow. Going to do another show. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.